Hello again. This is Dorothy with part 3 of your Bench of Dreams, where today you will meet your future self. And the Belfast-born writer C.S. Lewis, who lived from 1898 to 1963, he wrote some very fitting words. He said, "The future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes an hour, whatever he does, whoever he is." So, here we go. You have returned to your bench of dreams in your imagination. Now, on this beautiful autumn day, with the sun shining and birds singing, your feet crunching on the crisp colored leaves, as you await the arrival of your special guest, your 20-year-older future self. And so you can ask some questions about which you are curious. My future self has just celebrated her 100th birthday. And here is our, at times humorous, question and answer exchange. My first question: how did you celebrate your birthday? Well, with style, wearing my brightest colors and listening to my favorite music, Strauss waltzes and Irish favorites, certainly the Isle of Innisfree, and, of course, afternoon tea with cream scones. Oh, sounds wonderful. Do you feel you're 100? Oh, goodness, I don't know what 100 is supposed to feel like. Some days, I don't feel any age. And when my memory shifts to an earlier occasion, or I look at photographs, I see myself at that age, as if the years have flowed seamlessly, and so swiftly. Oh, do you have regrets or things you wish you could change? No. I used to think, in hindsight, I'd have been smarter to do this or that. But if I had, the journey I took would be different. And I had, no, I'm still having, an amazing life, meeting interesting people. If I'd made other decisions, I would have missed out on what I did. The beautiful lyrics to the song Pilgrim by Irish singer Anya got it right. You can't change what's over, only where you go. Oh, are you afraid to die? No. Oh, I hope it will be a good death with dignity and be in a room with a view, looking out at the ocean and the trees, just like the picture on my wall. I feel I've lived many lifetimes during my years, and where I'm going next will be a new schoolroom, where I'll keep learning and meeting old friends. Wonder what we'll get up to. But that's not for today, and today is a very good day. Interesting. What wisdom would you offer for my next 20 years? I'm very clear on that. Be the star in your own life. And maybe be a tad outrageous. You've earned the right. Don't take yourself too seriously, nor isolate yourself, nor, for goodness sake, don't act your age, whatever that means anyways. Listen to your favorite music. Laugh a lot. and cry when something touches you, or during a sad movie. Marvel at something every day. As long as you are able, keep active and involved. Consider it a part of your DNA. And all those memories you made, enjoy visiting them, but don't build a condominium and live in them. That was an expression a wise minister teacher liked to remind his students. And if you want to know what keeps me young, it's my daily medicinal Irish whiskey. Wow, good advice. Thank you. You are so very welcome. Now, off you go and write yourself a letter to your 100-year-old self. So that's who joined you on your bench of dreams. Have you enjoyed the three parts of our journey? Creatively sitting on your imaginary bench of dreams? Did it bring back home some reminiscing of old memories, along with new ideas that you can implement now and in the days ahead when this coronavirus has ended? For it will. What wonderful wisdom arose from your wiser self that you are now excited about implementing. And the planning starts now. Ah, therein lies the key. So just have fun. Until next time, this is Dorothy. Bye for now.